ございます。
おはようございます。
お久しぶりです。
好きですよ。
今回のことで本当に皆さんにたくさん心配をおかけしました。
I want to share with you a little bit about, first before I give my testimony, that I know that I gave a lot of concern to you with my illness and hospitalization.
でも本当に皆さんに、たくさんの形で支えていただき、励ましていただき、こうやってまたここに立てること、こうやってみんなといられること、本当に嬉しく思います。
But I'm really thankful for all of the different ways that people showed their heart and their love and serve, different ways that they have encouraged, different ways that they have given to help me and to encourage me. And to be able to be here with all of you again, worshiping with you, standing with you, celebrating with you, I'm from the deepest part of my heart, I'm so thankful.
本当にありがとうございました。
Thank you very much.
自分がこの決心に至るまでには本当に多くのことを学び、知り、そして経験してきました。今日はその中で最後の一つとなった平和の心についてお話しさせていただきたいと思います。
Journey to my decision and coming to this point today are so numerous different things that I've studied and have become able to know and the things that I've experienced, there's just so manyBut today I would like to share specifically my testimony about a heart of peace.
自分がキリスト教と出会ったのが今から約9年前。自分が留学したテキサス州のアビリーンという小さな町にあるクリスチャン大学でした。キリスト教というものや神を信じるということが一体何なのか、全く何の考えもなしに留学しました。そして大学での一番初めの聖書の授業で、自分たちのクラスを偶然訪れたある先生が、その目を大きく見開いて、熱心に、情熱的に、神様や神様の愛について話し始めました。それを聞いて、そのあまりの行動に自分は思いました。この人、絶対頭おかしいぞ。自分はとんでもないところに来てしまった。
My first introduction to Christianity was about 9 years ago. It was when I first traveled to the small town of Abilene, Texas.University. I began my studies without any thought or real idea of what Christianity was or what it means to believe in God. Then in our very first Bible course, a professor with very big, piercing eyes came to our class and began to talk with great passion and conviction about God and His love. I listened, but I thought he was way too passionate and too pushy.This man is definitely out of his mind. Oh no, I think I've come to a really weird place.
月日は一気に流れ、自分は大学を卒業して働き始めました。自分の将来を、自分が本当に何をして生きていきたいのかを考える中で、一つ、世界平和というものが心にありました。一見平和な現代の日本に生まれ、外のことを何も知らずに育ってきた自分が、世界の戦争、経済格差、ここから生まれる貧困の問題、児童労働、差別問題などなど、現代の日本ではあまり見られないようなさまざまな問題が世界にはあり、多くの人が苦しんでいることを知ったとき、自分はそのために何かをしたいと思うようになりました。もっと世界が平和にならないものかと思いを巡らすようになりました。そんな自分は2年半前に日本に帰国し、友人の誘いで水戸教会に通い始めました。教会に通うなんて昔の大学時代の自分を思うと信じがたいことでもありました。
As time passed, I graduated from university and began working in the States. I thought about my future and what I wanted to devote my life to being and accomplishing, and the idea of world peace was very dear to my heart. Born and growing up in present-day Japan, which looks very peaceful at first glance,I was raised without knowing much about wars between nations or economic disparity and the poverty cycles, the discrimination, and the child labor issues that are birthed from these kinds of things. These are the kinds of problems we can or don't want to see in modern Japan. But when I began to realize how people are suffering, I knew I wanted to do something about it. This began my thinking about the desperate need for more peace in the world.That was who I was and what I was thinking about when I returned to Japan 2 years, 2.5 years ago. and I began coming to Mito Church at the invitation of one of my friends. In the past, specifically at university, I never would have imagined or thought that I would be coming to church. It was really an incredible thought.
ただこの2年、初めて聖書をすっかり読んでいくにつれて、大きく理解を変わっていきました。もともとあったのはただのイメージだけで、何も知らなかったんだなと気づきました。一つの大きな発見は、ズバリ罪というものでした。知っても知らずとも、自分が犯す罪は新たな罪を生み、それは連鎖して大きな罪となり、どんどん世界を崩壊させていく。世界平和なんてものを掲げながら、日々せっせと世界を壊していたのは自分自身だったわけです。
These past 2 years, for the first time, I really read the Bible, and it greatly changed my thinking and my perception of life. I realized that I only had preconceived biases and didn't really know anything about faith. Perhaps one of the biggest things that I discovered and learned about was sin. Whether or not we are conscious of sin, we do sin, which only births more sin.And perhaps the greatest sin of all is that this contributes to the growing instability and damage to our world. It has an effect on it. While seeking and working towards world peace, I realize that part of the reason this is a broken world is because of my sin. And there is nothing that I could personally do to change or to stop that from happening.
そんな折、昨年12月にシンガポールのチャンニーチャペルというところを訪れました。やられたクリスチャンが最後まで信仰してず、むしろ迫害者のために祈り死んでいったという話は多く残っているかと思いますが、ここも戦時中の過ごした殉教者たちを称えた博物館となっています。自分はこの殉教された人たちの話を聞いて感動しました。そしてこれが平和への一歩なのではないかと思いました。どんなにひどいことをされても、辛い思いにさせられても、自分の心には穏やかに平和を宿し、それだけでなく相手への思いやりを持ち続け祈る。そんな相手に対してどんな相手に対してもそんな心を持って接する。自分はまた思いました。この人たち絶対頭おかしいぞでももちろん今回はいい意味でです。彼らの姿勢は自分のそれをはるかに大きく超えるものでした。そんな心が持てるようになりたい。神様から与えられる平和をまず自分の心に宿し、相手のことを思いやることができる、そんな生き方をしたい。そう思ったのが自分が今回洗礼を受けようと決めた最後のきっかけです。
Realizing the impact of my sin on the world, while I was wrestling with that, I visited Changi Chapel Museum in Singapore last year in December. This is a museum which preserves the story of Christians who were persecuted during World War II, who didn't abandon their faith, but even went to the point of praying for their persecutors. And the museum pays honor to those who were martyred.I was moved by the lives and faith of these martyrs and these persecuted people. I began to think that it was the experiences and the stories of these people's faith that was truly a step towards peace. No matter how terribly they were persecuted or forced to face painful things emotionally and mentally, not only were they able to hold deep within them a deep peace within their hearts, they were able to go beyond that point.To thinking of and caring for their persecutors and praying for them. This, I thought to myself, is something that no person can resist or truly remain as an enemy. These people are definitely out of their minds. Except this time, that thought had a different meaning. It had a good meaning. Their hearts, their attitudes, and their examples became a big challenge for me to grow and to be changed.To have a larger heart and a faith like them. Want a heart like theirs. But I realized that first I must have God's peace dwell within me in order to have that same kind of attitude towards others. As the kind of person I want to be and how I want to live. When I began to think that way, it was the final moment that helped me to decide that I wanted to be baptized into Christ.
散歩歩けばきっと、きっと誰かに舌打ちしているような自分はまだまだ身近な人間です。どうか今後とも、温かく成長を、助けていただけたらと思います。
I know that some of this sounds like idealistic thinking. I'm going to take a few steps back to my seat. And I know that even in that short time, people can see my inconsistencies and my immaturity. but I really do so hope and pray that you will continue to walk with me and help me to continue growing and maturing in my